Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. One. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Dell Hall is a dude out of Cincinnati, Ohio, who was only drinking beer for Lent. You got to hear this guy's story. Village Bike and Fitness helping bring it to you by sponsoring the Eric Zane Show podcast, where you've got the 5% deal. Just mention my name, and you're going to get 5% off the price of your bike on accessories. So let's say you spend good coin, $1,000 on a nice tri-bike or whatever. That 5% means you'll take that cost and put it towards accessories. So that means $50 towards buying whatever you want. CO2s, bags, water bottles, gear, you name it. They have it all there for you at Village Bike. They've got locations in Cascade on Thornapple River Drive, GR North on Plainfield, GR South on Kalamazoo Avenue, and in Jenison on Baldwin. So if you're looking for a bike, maybe just something for the kids. Remember, with those kids' bikes, you get what you pay for. If you buy it at freaking the grocery store or whatever, the pedal's going to bust off in like 3 weeks. Do not do that. Get a decent bike at Village Bike Shop, online at villagebikeshop.com. Here's my interview with Dell Hall. Beer for Lent.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here. I could not refuse it. I could really use it.
Good morning. This is Dell.
Hi, Dell. This is Eric Zane. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking letting me interview you, I guess.
Yeah, awesome. No, I'm having a blast with all this.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You work at a brewery. Is it like a microbrewery or something?
Yeah. I mean, that term denotes kind of a smaller brewery. So out of 60 breweries in Cincinnati, we are the second or third largest.
Okay. All right. So
all
you, but you're, okay. Well then I take that back. Definitely not a microbrew, but,
right.
So what now you are, only drinking beer for Lent, correct?
Absolutely. No solid food, nothing with calories. in my body except for beer.
Okay. Can you tell me about the genesis of the idea to only drink beer for Lent?
Yeah, so it's a pretty common, well-known. When you start studying beers and you learn about different beers from all over the world, when you get to a beer called Doppelbock, everyone knows that beer was brewed specifically by monks in Germany to sustain themselves through the 46 days of Lent. So I always wondered if that was a true story or not, and I decided I would try it out this year and do a little myth busting myself.
Okay, wait a minute. So it was just for kicks? It was just to find out?
Or that's the only reason I'm doing it. I'm not religious at all.
Okay,
I'm just doing it as a personal challenge.
All right. Now, what is your physical body like? Are you husky?
I'm a husky guy.
Yeah, because
I started out at 6'2", 290.
Okay, so husky is, by the way, that's a terrific term for someone because it seems like you're robust rather than fat.
Well, yeah, I'm one of the most in shape fat guys you're ever gonna meet.
Oh yeah, what do you like to do do you like do athletics, sports, basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I've played baseball my whole life. I was in the Army for 9 years.
All right.
I run a full marathon. I've run 12 half marathons.
Oh. Jeez. All right, Del. Well, I mean, Lent's been going on for quite some time. Only drinking beer. How much weight have you dropped?
So today is day 21, and I've lost 26 pounds already.
How do you feel, Del?
I feel wonderful. I feel like I'm in my 20s again.
Do you know how like when you don't eat food, you start to get hunger pains? Are you getting hunger pains at all?
The first week I did. After the first week, I haven't really had any hunger pains. I did find out that hunger really isn't in our stomachs. That hunger is really in your throats and in the back of your throat. So when you're really hungry, that's where it hits you. You don't really like your stomach doesn't like growl.
Really? That's remarkable. You've really boned up on your studies on this. You know more than most people. You know, what's happening is your body is probably in ketosis. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I did keto for years.
Okay. So, yeah, you're probably just a fat-burning machine now, 24 hours a day.
I hope so. My body fat's going down. The number of pounds are going down, and it's coinciding with no muscle loss.
Wow.
So it should just be pure fat.
Oh, my God. So how much beer are you drinking a day, Del?
I'm actually not drinking that much. I'm drinking, 2 to 5 pints a day.
Okay, so you're not, like, sitting around getting sloppy drunk or anything?
No, because the whole point of this wasn't, it's not to be like a frat boy stunt or to get the publicity or anything else. I was just doing this as a challenge because I'm such a beer geek.
Oh, my God. So are you drinking different beers or is it the same beer every time?
No, I'm drinking tons of different beers. One of the things that, I can do is have variety. So, it would be torture to drink the same beer 46 days and
right.
not eat any food. So at least I'm getting some variety and I'm keeping myself interested with different beers.
How many calories a day do you think?
At the most, 1,500.
1,500 calories of beer only? That actually sounds like a lot to me.
Well, in the craft beer world, we use all natural ingredients and we're not looking to make light beer. Most of our beers for a pint is going to be about 300 calories.
I see. How about the doctors? Have you talked to a doctor about this or anything, or you just do
it? Sure. I'm filming this whole thing kind of like through a vlog, and I'm filming it kind of like supersizing style, except with beer. So I sat down with my doctor the first day on Ash Wednesday, interviewed her. She did my full workup. She did blood. She did my full physical. She claimed I was fit as a fiddle. So, I'm a little overweight, but she can't really say anything about that.
Yeah.
If all my blood work is fine and my blood sugars are fine and my blood pressure is fine. Her main concern was that she is making me take a multivitamin every day and also just make sure I stay hydrated. So I really have to just make sure I drink enough water.
My gosh. Okay, so when this ends, what do? You go right back to doing your old thing? Where do you go from here?
So, first of all, you have to acclimate back to eating solid food. So you can't just go whole hog and just eat a ribeye steak on day one. it'll really bind you up. So you have to, you know, eat some soup and eat a lot of vegetables. You know, there's certain things that come along with not eating, and one of those is like your stomach actually shrinks. I'm going to try to maintain that and let my stomach stay small, and so that I'm aware of what I'm eating, and my body listens to those stress receptors that are in your stomach.
Have you, okay, this has to be very enlightening to you. You've never done anything like this before, right?
No. It is so enlightening.
Has anything, have you had any calling? Because sometimes this happens to people. For the religious angle of it, or are you not interested even one bit in this?
No, so I'm actually a pretty spiritual guy, right? Like, I meditate daily.
Yeah.
Part of fasting protocol would be to, you know, kind of gain enlightenment and look inside yourself. So I'm actually absolutely doing that. And I have a fun thing planned this week. I'm going to go do a sensory deprivation tank.
That's the water, right? You go underwater and you...
It's 98.6 degrees, so you can't feel the inside versus the outside. There's no light, there's no sound, and you're buoyant, so there's no gravity. It's salt water. So I'm going to go do an hour in one of those and meditate, and I'm going to confront my hunger, like... And that's the only thing I'm going to be left with is my hunger.
You're like Doctor Strange from the Marvel comics. You're like on the astral plane combating the evil forces of whatever.
I'm down. I am down with that. That's cool.
Okay, so you've talked to a lot of people since you started this. How did the word spread that you were fasting for Lent and only drinking beer?
So the local CBS affiliate here in Cincinnati came and interviewed me, and they ended up getting such good response from that. The next day, they played it 4 times on the air, and it just blew up after that.
Wow.
It went completely viral.
Let me ask you this. This is on a personal note. Years ago, syndicated radio show that I was on was piped into Cincinnati on 96 Rock, I think it's called.
Okay.
You ever heard of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show?
I have. Absolutely.
Nobody liked us. We had a terrible reception in Cincinnati, and we were fired after like 6 months. That was my old show.
Well, I do remember the name of it. I wasn't a listener, but I absolutely remember the name of it. A very catching title.
The people were so furious. There was an old show. I forget the guy's name, but it was awful. It was just miserable. But wow, man. Well, this is a great thing. So you've got, you're going to finish up Lent. You're going to continue to do your thing, and then maybe we'll see it in a movie? Is that what you're thinking, or like maybe some reality show?
I would like to take the footage that I'm doing and condense it down into, you know, an hour and a half documentary and, you know, talk about the whole journey.
Yeah. Man, I'm really excited about this. This is great, Del. What about your family? Who do you have? You have like a wife, kids, mom, dad?
So I'm divorced. I do have a 12-year-old daughter. I'm pretty close with my, you know, my mom and my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And to them, they all just, you know, I'm the loud, gregarious, you know, beer guy as it is. So to them, they're just like, oh yeah, it's just, you know, Del being Del.
Right. Is it now? Do you have an ex who? Okay. You have an ex, it's like,
sure.
Anytime the husband does anything, as simple as gets a new phone, the ex is like, oh, can you believe this? So, I mean, is it one of those deals where she's like, sees you're getting all this attention, and she's like, can you believe him?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, she said, so do I have to ask for your autograph now? Or
you
just go ahead and sign stuff for me?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds like she's kind of taking it in a fun way.
She's a good girl.
All right, Del. Del Hall, I wish you the best, and I hope to hear more from you down the road. Okay, buddy?
Heck yeah. Please check in for updates.
All right, Del. Maybe I'll do that at the end of Lent, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
All right, Del. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
See my baby since a nap before last. Gotta get a drink, man. I'm gonna get gas.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.